Just as a background, since the last 5 years, we have been involved in several R&D projects, national and international level, all focused on linked data and resource description format and so on. The first one has been Ithaca, like the Greek island. Innovative technology and cultural heritage aggregation was the first attempt to provide a framework for managing data, tourism data, and converting it in LOD, in linked open data. The second one, Minerva. Minerva took an input the knowledge base of Museo Galileo, which is one of the most recognized museum in Italy, in Florence. It treat Galileo, of course, matters, and we have integrated different data sets coming from museum, coming from the National Library of Florence, coming from the State Archives in Florence. So we have integrated all together, and we have produced an RDF data set, and we have published it on the web, as of course, otherwise, why? So in the now it's available and you can see it in the data hub and in the open data portal of Tuscany region. Well, example, it's one of it's really an example of MILS, of hybrid architecture, because it's an integration of different module for different business process coming from different supplier. So this does not are not in the same suite, but has been integrated in a process workflow, so we can use in fact we can use different module coming from different supplier, different community. We can integrate it, and we can provide an hybrid architecture. The last one, which is, let's say, probably the most important one in terms of linked open data, it's Aliada, automatic publication under linked data paradigm of library data. Now we will speak about more in detail about Aliada, which means linked open data. Okay, but I will go into detail, of course, because it's important to have more knowledge about open data, linked data, and so on. But I would like to stress the why we need to we want to pro the future is about linked data. We have seen a sentence by Tiziana reported that RDA is the theoretical approach and linked open data it's the implementation. So this means that there is a line that between in which flow the from the concept to a concrete implementation. Well, I have seen that it's also has been also stressed the concept of relationship. One object, it's related to another object. Just have a look at a record in the whole, which contain a lot of information, and that you have to keep all together. Of course, you can parse it. You can keep some atomic information, but you need to work on it. And the atomic concept of subject, relationship, object. Why? Of course, because I can reuse it. And consider also another thing, that when we speak about MARC record, we speak about library sector. And the library sector, it's recognized that it's has been since a lot, 10 and 10 years, a complete set of standards for managing information and so on. But linked open data, it's not only related to library sector. It's related to all the business sector. And if with the standard, the set of interoperability standard, library can exchange information from one library to another, Z3950, that has been my first project in the European Commission, submitted to the European Commission in 1992. And, well, at that period, Z3950 was something of strange when you speak about, together with object orientation, was very strange. Probably the European Commission said, okay, that it's very great, because they didn't understand anything, but has been an interesting project. But if I want to change, to exchange, to link information from one sector to another, I need some more wide and applicable standard. I need different format. That is why linked open data. That is why I need to focus on the atomicity of the information, because this could be reused. And it's easy, it's simple to reuse it. I don't need the entire record, and after that I have to keep the tag or to parse the entire record. I have just one unit of info: subject, verb, object. She is author of this book. And this is forever. I don't need nothing. If I want to, and this will be easily reachable, this will be easily reusable from every system I want. Okay. So, let's go on the more detailed explanation about open data, linked data, and so on. I don't know your knowledge about these things, but I assume that, I hope that this could be of interest for you, or please tell me, okay, is it too much generally or too easy? We know a lot of things more than the things that you are speaking about. Well, the story began with Tim Berners-Lee, which is the creator of the web, but it's also the creator of the web, the semantic web. The first one was the web of the document. You can link only the document of the web. The second one is the web of the data. So you can link your data. Normally, data are accessible by a user interface. So you need a system, you need a software system, you need a user interface through which you can access the data which are there in a database, a relational database, or in a repository. But you need the system, you need the user interface, you need HoliSuite, let's say, or you need what you want. The web of data is that a machine, so without the need of a user interface, can understand the data which are in the web, can link it, can access it, can provide to someone that wants to recode a user interface for a user. So this is the... Okay, that are not question point, but star. So this is the five-star model, famous five-star models. that state the difference between open data and open linked data. Hmm? Open data, it's something, so one star, you see a question point, but it's a star, is something that it's available on the web, so you can access. Hmm? The only condition is that it's not provided by a restricted clause license. Hmm? It's something that is on the web, it's provided by an open license, so you can access. Hmm? That is the basic condition to be named, to be recognized as open data. Second step is the first plus, available as a machine-readable structured data. For instance, an Excel file, which is proprietary, of course. Excel is a proprietary product, but it is machine-readable. So machine can understand it if you give the right statement, the right instruction for understanding the Excel sheet. Third is the second plus. Okay, if we cannot use a proprietary system, it could be better. So proprietary format, of course, it could be better. So CSV, comma separated value, it's a non-proprietary format. So we are proceeding, we are going over the more openness. Hmm? Okay, the fourth. Okay, but take a CSV, no, an Excel file, let's say, the column is something that a man can recognize because he can think about, depending on how the name of the column is, the description, if it's an acronym or date of birth, date of employee birth. Okay, so I can understand. But the machine not. Machine cannot understand what you see, date of employee birth. So this means that, if we are lucky, if columns has been named with a meaningful description, we, the man, can understand. But not a machine. So we need something more. We need so-called ontology. We need a format, RDF, resource description format, which could be, in which the meaning could be shared used by a machine. This is done through the ontology, which is what? Which is a dictionary with, generally speaking, of course, I don't want to take a course on ontology and so on, but which is, generally speaking, a dictionary of terms with rules, constraints, domain, and so on. All things that could help the machine to understand better what is said. So if predicate, the statement, it's author of, is a recognized statement in an ontology. So the machine can understand it. Okay? Well, I reached the fourth star. Up to now, I have converted my data through the usage of an ontology. I produced some thousands, hundred thousands, million triples, put it in a repository, technical called Sparkle Endpoint, so that someone can access it. Okay. What I have, of course, in a better way, in a better structure, because I had informative object of a lot of single piece of information. Now I have a lot, some thousand triples, that could be reused if someone want access my repository. Fourth star. But if I say that Gazzarini, Andrea Gazzarini, which is just in front of me, of course, but which is in my repository, because it was one name in my database, is the same of Gazzarini, which is in the VIAF, or which is in another data set, or which is in DBpedia, or which is in Wikipedia, or in more increasing data set on the web, I have linked this triple, I have linked Andrea Gazzarini with Andrea Gazzarini, which is on the web, and which probably has more information. So, for instance, in my record is only Andrea Gazzarini, which is author of Solar Essentials. But, assuming that he is in DBpedia, if I link this Gazzarini to the DBpedia datasets, I will have more information, date of birth, place, what he likes, and so on. So I increase my potential, my info. I increase the power of my info. That is the fifth star. So I have my RDF database, I have my triple, but I link this triple with other data set. So now I can profit of the info always more available in the web. I beg your pardon, this has been grabbed just the day before the leaving, and it's in Italian, but well, this means that it's a matching between stars and services, access, and information. You see, services, one star, no services. Two stars, not effective services, two and three. Four star, effective services. Five, effective services and mashup of data. Because I can take the data in that repository, in that data set, and meshing it with the same info in other data set, which increase more and more the set, the power of my information set. Access, just human for the first row, human and semi-automatic second and third starts. Human and automatic for the fourth and fifth, because it's machine readable. RDF, it's machine readable format. Info, just document for it's the PDF, no, with no open license. It's one star, and it's a document. Raw data. Second and third. Fourth, data semantically enriched. That means data kept semantics. Fifth star, data, enriched data and interlinked data. Okay, I think I could jump some slide. Okay. This is only to say that we live in an information overload era, and it will be always more. Data doubles every 2 years, and we have a lot, really lot of data. But this means that we need to manage it efficiently. Well, the open data concept, it's growing. 90% related to government that open their data, our data, the citizen data, that open the data to the citizens. This means more awareness, more knowledge, democratic participation, means that people are always more aware of the fact what happened. Of course, to publish an open data, it's quite simple. I convert my database or my data in a CSV. It's simple. And I reach the third star. It's open data. But it's not machine readable and has not a unique, a shared meaning. This means that we need to reach the fourth or the fifth star. We need to convert data in RDF format. We need to use ontology. We need to use these things. But, of course, it's not so easy. There is a cost, in skills, competencies, tools, and so on. So, and that is the reason, because I have to be frank. In the data open data repository governmental institution is not so wide, so huge the presence of load of linked open data. That is because as a cost, because you need some tools, some experience that imply money, of course. So that was the reason, because that was, okay, I think this is just to, okay, linked data means machine readable, means a common shared meaning, it means linked. Data linked to other data, which are in the different data sets. That is what traditionally I said, silos. Without linked data, you have a data set here, another data set there, but at silos. You can access only through its proprietary user interface, are not linked, even if the concept, the information are overlapping, even if the information are something there and something related to the same thing or the same object in the other repository. So this means linked data, it's machine readable, it's meaning, shared meaning, it's linked, and that is part of the linked data is part of the semantic web. Well, if you type linked data in the web, you think really a lot of resources, a lot of things, more or less detailed, more or less technical, and so on. So you can do what you want. I find it very funny, interesting, simple to have a first explanation of the linked data in YouTube. So that was, the reason, because I thought to highlight to you. Okay, I think this is something that Tiziano already said, subject, predicate, which is the verb, and the object. I think that we have already said about advantages. The machine readable, easily connected, data and not just text, and so on. Okay, so as I told you, publishing linked data is not easy. Means competencies, means systems, and so on. So that was because we thought 2 years ago, in a partnership with the Spanish and Hungarian institution, we proposed and submitted, and we succeed with this project with Aliada, which is the ALLI in publication of high quality data. Scambit e Calt are two SMEs, two software supplier, two art museum, one belonging from one Spanish Artium and one from Hungary, Museum of Fine Art of Budapest, and one research institution, a Spanish institution, Tecnalia. Started in November 2013 and will end this October. Okay. Try to have a look at this. Different use, which could be the benefits, the advantages of linked data. Cataloging agency, reuse of metadata and authorities. Heritage and memory institution, wider dissemination of their collection and increased visit of their websites, or increased income for the visit in the museum and so on. Library services, enrichment and with reuse of open data. IT developers, improvement and innovation of application from open data, browser and search engine, general public. Retrieving relevant information from simple query because the information and linked together. Okay, the Aliada application is something that want to hide all the complexity in publishing linked open data. If we have a state that is not so easy, treat, manage data for converting and publishing in open data, Aliada, it's all about this. Simplify. Make it usable for librarians with no skill about linked open data. I have to be frank, we did not reach this, but with just one click. We just one click. This is my XML mark dataset, and into the pipeline, he is converted in linked open data and published in the repository or published in the load cloud, which is the place where conceptually goes all the linked open data dataset, which could be linked and related together, each other. Okay, this is the flow, the conceptual flow, resources, the ability to manage information that comes from different system, library system, museum system, with different formats, MARC, Dublin Core, etc. Treatment into Aliada and publishing in the web. Publishing and availability in the web and could be reused by other people, as we can reuse other data sets. The project will end with the final workshop, external, that means that will be carried out by people not belonging to the cultural institution which participate in the project, or the SMES, CALT and SCAMBIT, and final prototype publication. Even if we have already published at the end of the first year, we have published the first prototype, so it's open source, can be downloaded, can be installed into the institution, and could be used. The second year it's focused on improving, enhancing, tuning better the system. I told you about ontology, which is the language, which is the way in which machine can understand your data. Aliada is not just one ontology, but it's a set of ontology depending on the kind of information. For instance, FOAF for describing, because it's the most recognized ontology for describing person relation to other people and so on. OW time for temporal concept, and WGS 84 for describing location, points of latitude, longitude, and so on. So this is normal that when you deal with the project, you can use you can combine a set of ontologies just in order to make a most recognized treatment to your data. Vediamo se. This could be okay. The components that we use, it's the user interface that we'll see afterward, through which you submit your data set to Aliada, to the system. A conversion module, the RDFIzator, or the RDFization module, which RDFIs your data in MARC or Dublin Core or Lido for a museum. This data, when has been triplified, are linked to other data sets in the web. And last step is the publication on the web. Of course, now it's Amicus SoliSuite, LibriSuite, which is the product of Scambit, Drupal, and the TMS, which is the system in use to the museum, to the MFAB. Okay, I think this is a little bit more detailed. Okay. This is the, well, has been improved, has been enhanced, because this is the user interface of the first prototype, but you can see it. You can access Aliada, you have a menu of things. The first one, upload, okay. I click on upload. He say, where is your data set? This one, in which format? MARC, okay. I upload the data set, and from then start the process of conversion, and that will end with the publication of data. Some technical details, but okay, I don't think or if in you could be interested in. What we are working on since the last 5 years is this one. It's a linked open data platform as a service. We told that linked data is not one of the last standard, the last format that has been provided by some international standardization, international institution, W3C, but as I told you, is the backbone of the information integration. It's something that, for instance, I don't know how many of you are aware of the data warehouse term, but has been proposed for building a data warehouse in an enterprise. Linked data is the bus through which I can integrate, I can compose as a Lego different system. What we are working on, our idea, now is something, it's quite more than an idea, it's a linked open data platform as a service. So this means that something that could be provide services for publishing and consuming data. This could be the role people involved in data publisher, data consumer, application developer. We will see instance manager, of course, technicians that take care of the system. Of course, this means that need, and this is what we are doing, need the platform. It's from a technical viewpoint important. It's an important architecture provided with all the technology that is needed. And Andrea will told you about this in the afternoon. Okay. Why? Why it's a benefit for all? It's a benefit for who want to publish data. It's a benefit for people that want to consume data. But it's also a benefit for the economic ecosystem, because this means that data are put in a place which is accessible by other commercial institution, other company, which could take this data and provide new creative application for people. This is something that it's able to push also the productivity, the economy, because it means take information resources, treat these information resources in a way so it could be available for all. Available for all means for us as citizens, for us as end users, but also for commercial company, for developers which want to provide a new application. So not only ICT stuff, but people who want to develop new that has an idea, something that could be of interest for a segment of market, for the typology of user, as an idea. Data are there, available, so I can just, as Andrea, I love coding, I need just to code the application and put it available on the web. Free payment, what you want. But this means that resources, information resources, which exist now, finally, are available for people who want to use it. Okay. I hope that apart the technical thing, I have been able to explain a little bit why, because that was my interest, why linked data? Which is the benefit, the advantages of linked data? I hope. But in any case, we are available here. We have you. If you have any question, you are free, and we are here to try to answer your question. Okay? Thank you. Okay, so if no question now, we can see you again at 2 o'clock, huh? Right? 2 o'clock the first speech, the first presentation after lunch break will be a concrete application. It's a project that we are doing with some university in the south of Italy for providing through linked open data technology, for providing a union catalog, for integrating the different catalogs that comes out from this university, and try to arrange an enriched and enhanced union catalog for this context. Okay, so this will be a concrete implementation of one of the possible implementation of what we have said just before about linked data. Okay, see you later. Thank you.